In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our gospel this morning opens with a word of caution. Beware of false prophets. They come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. So if they're wearing the same clothes, they're both in sheep's clothes, the wolf and the sheep, how can we tell the difference? Well, the scripture tells us that we will know them by their fruit. We'll know them by the things that they do and the reasons for the things that they do. And it's a good reminder. We need to take stock of this in our life. Who are we spending our time with? What stories are we listening to? Who are we allowing to teach us and to shape the world for us? Who are we reading? What are we watching? And are these things bearing good fruit in our own heart and in the world around us? Are we eating from good trees, or are we taking part in corruption? We definitely need to take stock of these things. But if this is the only way in which we consider the text this morning, we've missed the opportunity to examine our own hearts and to draw near to Christ and ask for mercy. It's not what goes into the body that defiles a person, but what comes out. In other words, if we spend all of our time analyzing or judging everyone or everything out there, looking at the teaching and the lives of other people to see if they line up, to determine their goodness or lack thereof, we've neglected the opportunity to invite this word to till the soil of our own hearts. The stakes of this are not small. Our gospel this morning reminds us that it's not enough to simply say the words or do the actions. Not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father. Many will say, "Lord, did we not do good things? Did we not bear good fruit? Did we not prophesy in thy name, cast out devils, do many wonderful works?" And I will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." Now, I don't know about you, but this passage makes me uncomfortable. So I want us to slow down this morning and examine our hearts. Ask the kind of questions, not "what have you done lately," but "why?" I invite you this morning not to spend time figuring out what other people are like, whether or not they are good, but to examine your own heart before the Lord this morning. Be honest with him and allow the gospel to speak to your soul. We sort of have three levels of the analogy this morning. We have the clothing, we have the fruit, and we have the tree. And it's sort of hard to weave all these together, but I will do my best. The sheep's clothing. Think of this as the deeds that we are called to do: praying, fasting, giving alms, coming to church, you might say. These are the things that we should do. These are good things to do. This is the clothing of a sheep. We should all desire to wear sheep's clothing. But these things can be feigned. They can be faked. They can be worn like an outer garment. They can be washed like the outside of a cup. And the question is, what is the inside of the cup like? The way that we know whether these activities, these things we say or do, whether or not they're genuine, Whether or not they're the kind of thing that a sheep would do or a wolf would do is by the fruit of the tree. And the fruit of a good tree is much like the fruit of the Spirit, if you could remember. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And if we're honest with ourselves, these things are really hard to embody. And the truth is, we cannot bear any of these fruits alone. To bear good fruit, there must be a good tree. Because a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Neither can a good tree bear bad fruit. Now, I want us to think about this maybe differently than we've heard it in the past. I don't want us to think of good and bad trees as if these are people, or as if you are a good tree or a bad tree. I think this is dangerous on both sides. To think of yourself as a good tree, meaning you can only do good things, is a perfect recipe for arrogance. To think of yourself as a bad tree that can only do bad things is such a hopeless view of yourself, a lower view than our Lord has of you. And to think of other people this way is also dangerous. This person's a good tree, so they do really good things. They only do good. This sets yourself up to either be corrupted or disappointed by someone else. And again, to think of someone else as only a bad tree, meaning they can only do bad things, is a lower view of them than our Lord has. And so if the tree analogy does not sit at the level of the person, meaning we should not be asking whether or not we are a good tree or a bad tree, then how should we think of this? And I want us to try to ask the question at the level of the will. The will is one of those hard things to define, but I think it's exactly where this question should lead us. The will is that within you, that capacity in you, that moves you from what you are, or we might say where you are, towards the things that you ultimately desire. You might say that there is a will that is like a wolf and a will that is like a sheep. There are two paths. One, work of the will, is to move towards God, to love the things of God, to embrace the things of God, to grow in love and joy and peace, to long to see these things take root in you and in the world around you more than anything else. That's the will of a sheep. That says, thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. But then there's the will of a wolf. You might call this the love of self, the movement towards your own self for your own good, either to protect or preserve or promote yourself. Instead of being shaped by love and joy and peace, you can tell this tree by its fruit when it produces anger and jealousy, hardness of heart. And so I want us to ask a question about where we are this morning, each in our own hearts. What are the things that you are reaching towards? Do you delight more than anything to see the love of God shape your life? The brokenness around you, are you hoping for peace? Are you walking through this world and the various trials and temptations that you encounter? Are you bearing those things with patience and gentleness and self-control? If that is where you are this morning, praise God. May He continue to grow this fruit in you. May He, through you, Shape us as a body to be more like him. But if that's not where you are this morning, if your honest assessment of yourself says not that there is this great love and joy and peace that I'm longing for in everything around me, but rather, I wish I would be left alone. I wish I would be respected as I deserve. I wish these people would see what I'm worth. Instead of responding to temptation in your life with self-control, giving in to things to try to comfort yourself, to try to silence the raging going on inside of you that's grabbing after something to validate your own goodness. If that is where you are this morning, beware of the wolf in sheep's clothing. Not out there, not in them, but in your own heart. Beware of that which seeks to devour you. Beware of your own inclination to try to preserve yourself, to try to set yourself above others. But if that is where you are, honestly, this morning, I have good news for you. You're not alone. You have been given an opportunity this morning to offer your will, your soul, your living body to the Lord, to join with our Savior and our King, your offering of yourself, to set your will and your affections on the one who gave himself for you. This is what we see all throughout the scriptures. Isaiah, after glimpsing the throne room of God, after confessing his own sin and the sin of his people, he said, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Our Lord's mother, after the visitation of the angel, "Be it unto me according to thy word." This is what our Lord teaches us in the Our Father that we will pray together. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And this is what our Lord demonstrates for us in the Garden of Gethsemane. Would this cup pass from me? Yet not my will, but thy will be done. You've been given an opportunity this morning to glimpse into that reality. What it looks like for a will to long for the things of God, namely to long for God himself and to be united to him and be reconciled to him. So I invite you this morning to come to the feast. The Lord has prepared a banquet for you. The Father longs to run out and greet you. The Son is willing and able to wash you with the water of the word and present you blameless. Come, receive life and mercy, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body and our souls washed through his most precious blood. Come, receive the precious blood, the life and the will of the Son poured out for your sake. Be reconciled to God through Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.